Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Walking in God's Purpose Ministry on Christmas Eve, December the 24th, 2016, is a little after 4 p.m. I am Minister Connie M. Hayes, and I will be coming forward with you today to just bring a little message that we need to just count our blessings. We need to count our blessings not only during the season of when they call Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of that. We need to count our blessings each and every day that we get up. We need to have a thankful heart. We need to be grateful and thankful for wherever we are and what God has given us. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share with you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Father God, for everything and everybody. I thank you, Father God, that you are God in control of everything. I thank you, Father God, that we can call on you and get an answer, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are God that provided all things to your people, Father God. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. I pray for those that's listening in the archives, Lord, wherever they may hear this message, that this will be a blessing unto them, Father God. I ask, God, that you would take this word and do what you will with it, Father God. Thank you for allowing thy servant to go forward with this word today, Father God. Let your anointing rest, Father God, as I go forward to carry your word in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And today, of course, you know, we're talking about counting our blessings, because that's what the song was about. I'm going to come out of Deuteronomy 28:2, and it says, "And all those blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Bless the Lord. So everything that you need in the right season, when it's time, it's going to come to you and it's going to overtake you. But we have to be lining up with what we're supposed to be doing right now in the season that we're in. We have to be in obedience in the season we're in, and we have to learn how to humble ourselves, and we have to learn how not to be so anxious for everything. We have to have a grateful heart and a thankful heart all the time. Yes, I do understand today is Christmas Eve, and I just want to take the little time out to just be thankful for my family, my friends, my enemies, my coworkers, whoever's ever crossed my life. I just want to be thankful for you. I want to count because you have been a blessing to me. If it was nothing but giving me to bring me through a lesson or to take me through something that made me stronger, to keep me on my knees praying, it still has been a blessing to me. We may not look at it like that, but do you know that nothing can happen to you unless God permits it to happen to you? And if it happens to you, you need it. So I'm just grateful, and I count it all good. I count it good. And we have to be joyful about the things. Maybe we won't get gifts and everything that we think of, but you have to realize that God gave you the greatest gift already. He is giving you the gift of life. And if he's giving you the gift of life, you have the gift of opportunity to get up and keep on moving. You do know that we fall down, but we get up. So we have to count it all joy. We have to count the blessings that God gives us. We have to keep our mind stayed on him. We have to have a grateful and a forgiving heart. You know, I've been talking about forgiveness, to have the forgiveness heart and let go of unforgiveness. All of this, count it all joy. Let it go. So you can receive what God has for you in this season. Let us be thankful for Jesus Christ that went to the cross and he paid it all for me and you. He paid the price for us. We have to be grateful for that. We have to keep our minds stayed on that. Then you have to think about the things that you're going through, even though it was good and some of it was bad. Some of it made you cry. Something made you laugh. Whatever it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, take it all together and let it come together. And God's going to take it and he's going to work it for your good. And you're going to look back on your life and you're going to be saying, Lord, I'm so thankful that you didn't let that happen, but I'm thankful that you let that happen. Thank you for blocking that, Lord, and thank you for releasing that. You're going to be so grateful for what God has already done. And that's why I work with Romans 8 and 28. So, because we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. If you're called according to his purpose, you need to be shouting right now. You need to be counting your blessings right now. You need to be thanking God for the gift that he has given you. And he's given you the greatest gift of all, life. And as he has given you life, he's also giving you the fruits of the Spirit. And he's also given you a heart to love. Where there used to be hate, he's giving you the love. Where there used to be unforgiveness, he's giving you forgiveness. Count your blessings. We are so blessed. Yes, we're not blessed a lot of times in material things, but we're so blessed in having so many other things. God has been so good to us. We have to do like it says in James. It says that, my brother, count it all joy when ye falls into the drives of temptation. Don't you know when you're stirred away from something? Or even if you go in and God brings you out of it, you can count that as joy. Count it as a blessing that God is right there with you and never will leave you nor forsake you. And then 3, it says, knowing this, that the trial of your faith is working patience, knowing that God is giving you patience, because somewhere in your journey, somewhere in your walk, you're going to need some patience. And God is giving you whatever you need in this season. So let us count our blessings. Let us be grateful unto God. Let us know that God is who he says he is. And can nobody do you like him. Hold on to his unchanging hand. And then in 4, it says, but let patience have his perfect works, that ye may be perfect and entirely one in nothing. You just hold on to God's unchanging hand, and God sees it. He's going to make sure that you want for nothing, and your debt will be clear. Trust God. Hold on. Count your blessings. No matter what it is, good or bad, count it. Count it as joy. And then sit back and wait for the expectations of the Lord, because truly your expectations shall not be cut off. If you believe and you trust in God that he has a perfect plan for you, like he talks about in Jeremiah 29:11, for I knew the plan that I have for you, you keep your mind stayed on that. And then you run over to Proverbs 23:11. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. God is not going to let your expectations be cut off. If he don't do what you're asking, he's going to do something better. So hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch God do what God do. We have to just keep our minds stayed on God. I know you say, well, you know what, this is Christmas Eve, and I don't have no gift, and all my family is this and that. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you want to do something, go out and help somebody else. There's so many other people out here that need help. I'm always saying I don't have any blood grandbabies, but I have so many other grandbabies and children and stuff out here that God has given me. You know, so be grateful for what you have. Count them as a blessing to you. Family don't always have to be blood. Count it as a blessing. Ask God to give you something to do if you don't have anything to do tomorrow. Don't sit around or sit around at night being sad for yourself. Get up and dust yourself off and count it as joy and know that the best is yet to come. Know that God has something in store for you. Know that God sees the best in you. Line up with what God is telling you to do. And as we count our blessings, we must remember what it says in Deuteronomy 28:3-6. It says, blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field. For blessed shall thy fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy grounds, and the fruits of thy cattle, and the increase of thy, and the flock of thy sheep. He's going to bless you. He is going to bless you in his time, and in the right time. And know that God has never been late. He's always on time. So if you trust in him and doubt not in your heart, he's going to do just what he said. Blessed shall thy be, I'm sorry, blessed shall thy basket and thy store. So you know you're going to be blessed in and you're going to be blessed out. Whatever you need, God is going to supply that for you. And we have to remember what it says in verse number 6, blessed shall thy be when thy cometh in, and blessed when thy goeth out. You got to know that God got your back. You got to know that God is going to bless you in his time. You got to know that you're already blessed. You have to count it. You got to count it, and you got to keep on counting it. Even if it don't look like it, even if you don't feel like it, you got to count it, and you got to know that God has already blessed you. You got to know that the Lord Jesus is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You got to look unto the hills, and with coming all your health and your strength. You got to seek God with all this in you. Unto God, lift your soul unto him, and know that he's going to take care of you. And once you trust in him and hold on to him, you know, ask God to direct your steps. Ask God, what is it that you should be doing? Ask God, why do you feel so sad and so cloudy in your heart right now? Ask God to show you. Ask God to show you your blessings if you don't see them. And then bless and learn how to look at other people and get happy and be happy for the other people that's getting blessed. Because if God is blessing them, he'll bless you too. God is in the blessing business. God ain't short on what he said he would do. God would do just what he said. We just have to trust him, and we have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And for you, ready to prepare to go to service tonight. Give God all you got while you can. Give him a full service. Give him your praise. Give him your worship. I heard the apostle say, what will you give God? What kind of gift will you give God? What kind of gift? Give God you. Give more time to God. Count that as a blessing, that you are connected to the connector. You know, that you can go to the throne of grace whenever you can. Nobody can block you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and know that God is going to make a difference in your life. And whatever you need, God will do that for you. He will come and see about you just when you need him the most. So take this season here and turn your thinking around and learn how to celebrate Christmas and Christmas Eve every day. Let it be Christmas every day. Let it be your birthday every day. And do it with joy. Do it with joy. And then don't let your expectations be cut off because it's not going the way that you think it should go. Don't worry about it because God is in full control. God knows the beginning of it. God knows the ending of it. God is the Almighty God. And what God say is. Whatever God say, that's the way it's going to be. Who can stop him? God, Almighty God. He's strong. He's a strong tower. And can't nobody stop him. And if God say yes, it is yes. And if God gives you a no, it's because he got something better for you. Trust in God and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And he will make a difference in your life. And some of you have backslid, give your life back to Christ. He will just call on him and ask him. No way will he turn you away. Count your blessings that you can go back to him. Count your blessings that they pulled that veil down, that we don't need nobody to go for us, that we can go boldly to the throne of grace for ourselves. That, what a blessing. Thank God that you have a house. Thank God that you have family. No matter how dysfunctional they are, thank God that you have them. Thank God that you have a church family. Thank God for your children. Just be thankful. Count your blessings. Count your blessings for your family, your moms. And even we can take a time out to pause for those that went on that do not desire to come back here. Just let us. And thank God for the true friends that you have. Give God praise. And if God has moved them out of your life, why would you bring them back? God, let God do the separation. He said, let the weed and tare go together, and he will separate. You just get on your assignment and do what God had assigned for you to do and walk upright and do what God wants you to do in your season and watch him make a difference. And, yes, loved ones has went on. Yes, we're going to miss them, but we're left behind to complete our assignment, and we must learn how to count it all joy. Count our blessings. We need to count the blessings of Jesus Christ has already given us and know that he's going to bring everything out all right. So as in my closing today, we have to learn how to put the Lord Jesus first. And I wrote Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Let go of the religion and seek ye first the kingdom of God. Understand who you serve. Understand that he is the Almighty God. And if you put your trust and your faith in him, everything's going to come out all right. Just count your blessings. Hold on to them. And whenever God separates you, stay separated. Because he has a reason. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the person because you all are going on two different journeys. They are not walking the path that God has given you. And some of us are only together for a season. And when the season is up, let them go. But keep on loving them. So I say to you, in my completing to close, so let us count it all our blessings. No matter what day it is, let us look unto Jesus Christ and know that he will make a difference in our lives and know that we can trust in him. And we're preparing now as we go. Tomorrow is Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, and I hope that you get the greatest gift of all, that you get Jesus Christ and that you put him first and that you give him the praise, that you get up and you pray to him. And you ask to get a connection with him, a divine connection with him. I pray that for you. And I pray that if you're out of the ark, to get back in the ark and get up under the covering of Jesus Christ. And ask Jesus Christ to lead you the way that he wants you to go. And if you're out of fellowship, go to Romans 10 and 9 and read that scripture, confess your sins, and then give your life back to Christ. Even if you know he's married to the backslider. Get it together. We're preparing to clear into another year. If God say that we'll see it, we'll see it. In about a week, we'll be going into a new year. Let us not carry all this nonsense with us from 2016 into 2017. Let us shake the dust off our feet and leave it. And let us walk upright so we can walk in obedience to what Christ has for us to do. And that we walk in obedience to him. So put your mind on Christ and get your mind off all of the nonsense. And whatever you don't have, you don't need it this season. Because whatever you need, God said that he will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. That nothing good that he will withhold from us if we walk upright before him. So whatever we need, we got it. And we just have to learn how to love on each other and pray for the families that's going through right now. And pray for the United States of America. Even though God is over the United States of America, God is in full control of that too. And it wouldn't have happened if God would have permitted it to happen. So we have to keep our minds stayed on that, and we have to trust and we have to believe that. So I say to you today, God bless you and God keep you in the hollow of his hand. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, to close out on this Christmas Eve day to thank you, Father God, that you allow me to come forward to carry this word today, Father God, that we will all count our blessings and know how blessed that we are. To you be the glory, Father God, for all that I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father God, thank you for using me as your servant. And as always, I said, if you out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus, go to Romans 10:9, confess your sins, ask God to put you in a Bible-believing church, lead you where you should go so you can start working and doing what's assigned to you and walk in obedience and get in the Bible and ask God. And then God will talk to the conscience of your mind. Stay in his word. He will lead you where he wants you to go and that you will be obedient to him. And if you need to speak with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. That's my number. I'm available to you. And you also can go and like my website, like me on Facebook, communicate with me, or you can email me at walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. I'm available to you as a servant of Jesus Christ. I thank you, and I pray something was said in this message that will help you along the way. And I wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. I wish everyone to get on court and know that the best gift is the gift of Jesus Christ. Pass it out. Give it to somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus. Bring somebody to Jesus. Give them the gift that we live. Give them the gift of Jesus Christ. And let them know that it is the best thing that ever happened to you, because I know it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I know it's one of the best gifts I ever received. So to God be the glory. God bless you and God keep you, and I'll talk to you soon. To God be the glory. God bless.